Good morning. This is John Moeller. I'm one of the co-chairs of the Spatial Ontology Community of Practice, along with Kevin Bach, who I believe is probably on his way, probably stuck in traffic here in the D.C. area. And for those of you that are calling in remotely, typical Washington, D.C. Traffic situation when the weather gets a little bit bad, so I'm sure that there'll be more folks coming who right now are sitting in traffic somewhere. What we hope that we'll be able to do is have this really be in a workshop environment and not real formal. We have a number of presentations that you see on the agenda lined up for this morning. And then this afternoon we have some breakout sessions and discussions where we hope we can explore some of the topics of interest that have already been identified, or if there are some other things that the group wants to talk about, to do those at the breakout sessions this afternoon. For those of you here in the room, thanks for braving the traffic. For those of you online, I don't know whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening for you, depending on where you are, but thank you for calling in and participating. Also, I'd like to thank MITRE for hosting the event again for the second year. This is our second annual, and we hope it will be annual meetings. I'd like to thank OGC for being a supporter of this session and the SOCOP, and also thank Ontolog. And just as a matter of information for you all, Ontolog, Peter Yin, is going to be recording the audio this morning for the presentations, and that will be made available online in a couple of days, I understand. So what you'll be able to do is to go back, look at the presentations, and run the audio if you want to share the information or if you want to go back through the presentations. So just real quickly, the SOCOP was set up a couple of years ago, and basically what the focus of SOCOP is to try to foster collaboration and addressing issues associated with the use of ontologies and semantics in the spatial domain. And what we hope that we'll be able to do is to continue working across other organizations and trying to play a role in facilitating the understanding and use of semantics and ontologies in spatial infrastructures and in spatial architectures. Go on to the next slide. Primarily what we would like to do today is to continue discussions that were started last year, continue some of the discussions that the SOCOP core members have had in their monthly meetings, and talk about what we need to do to better articulate the value and benefit of semantics and ontologies and spatial infrastructures and architectures. And one thing that we have particularly identified, and we hope that we'll be able to get to today, is to talk about the development of a reference model and something that's meaningful in not just ontologies or semantics for the sake of ontologies and semantics, but for the sake of addressing issues and problems and furthering the development of infrastructures and architectures. Go on to the next. From last year's workshop, there were three key areas of focus that were identified. And just real quickly, what they were was, one is to focus on continuing meetings and holding another workshop. So the SOCOP has had monthly meetings. We have a relatively small but a relatively dedicated core group of folks that have been participating, and we'd like to hopefully expand that and to gain additional participants that are actively involved in trying to further some of the work of SOCOP. Did do a presentation at the United States Geospatial Intelligence Foundation's Tech Days in June of this year. Had a demonstration at Najun Zhu from the University of Maryland primarily presented, and I think it was well received. SOCOP facilitated the Terra Cognita workshop at the International Semantic Web Conference. That was just a couple of weeks ago here in the D.C. area. And Dave Colas and Nancy Wiggin will give you an update on that later on. And we're having our second workshop here today. Second item was to develop a demo and a pilot and identify tools and best practices We did have the demo that I mentioned at the U.S. Tech Days, but I think that there's quite a bit more, and hopefully we can come out of today's meeting with identifying whether or not there's value in kind of having a standard available demonstration of semantics and ontologies. And I think that's one potential opportunity in working with the Open Geospace open source. Several of the SOCOP members have submitted a proposal, and should be proposal, not the way it's spelled up there, for the National Science Foundation interop solicitation for projects. We had submitted one for the first round, got good reviews, but was not accepted, and we're hoping that this year it will be accepted. And the third item that was identified out of the first workshop was develop a reference model. We've started some preliminary work. It's available at the SOCOP Wiki, and we intend to have a breakout session this afternoon to try to further that, and we hope that some of the presentations this morning will give us some insight into opportunities and needs for building on some of the existing practices and also developing additional requirements that might go into a reference model. So the next two slides, the agenda for today, I have copies of the agenda here if you haven't gotten it. Does anybody need this? Okay, if not, it's still up here if you need it. I won't go through what each of the individual items are, but we do have a full morning, several remote presentations, and with that, I'd like to get started.